podcast is brought to you by the 99 Network, New Michigan's premier spot for all your local podcast needs.
Kill my
mind. Warning. This podcast has language of a mature nature. Spencer and Eddie don't know what they're talking about, and in no way should be taken seriously. They are idiots. In fact, this podcast should not be listened or viewed by anyone. But regardless, welcome to the Basement Bar. Beers and babble. Cheers.
Yeah. Traffic was crazy.
Yeah.
You know what else is crazy? This bar. Welcome back to the Basement Bar. Beers and babble.
Can we do it in the
Yeah, a little. Yeah. We are, hopefully this turns out really well. I'm kind of excited. We're testing out some new sound equipment tonight.
Hands-free.
Hands-free. It's crazy. If you enjoy it, let us know. If you don't, let us know. But
go back to the old handhelds.
Yeah. But this is, it's kind of nice. It's, you can see everybody and we're not muffled and we're,
Yeah, it's really weird, actually. I just feel like I'm at a bar now.
I know, yeah, right? Yeah, you're just having the conversation.
It's like that, what's the movie? Talladega Nights, when he's like, I don't know what to do with my hands.
Oh, that's, I love that from King of the Hill. Dale is trying to quit smoking. He's like, I don't know what to do with my hands.
It's just weird, you know.
Yeah.
Talladega Nights, Ricky Bobby, and he just keeps on lifting them. He's like, put your hands up. He's like, I don't... So it was great.
Yeah. But we have a fantastic guest tonight.
Yes, we do.
We have Mama Mo. We've got my mommy, Miss Mo.
Heck yeah.
Welcome.
Thank
Hi, Mama
you.
Mo.
Thank you. Nice to be here.
Heck yeah. Yeah. Well, it's nice to have you.
Yeah, tell us a little bit about yourself. Who are you?
I'm
Eddie's, where do you come from?
Where do I come from?
Well, you came from her.
Yeah.
He came from me. He was my miracle baby.
There you go.
My only baby, but my miracle. I was supposed to do this on his birthday, so I...
Well, we were supposed to do it for Mother's Day, and then stuff happened, and then birthday, and then that got jumped aside and pushed sooner, and so, but we're here.
Now,
we're here.
You made it.
And then he texted me at what time, 5 o'clock or so.
Mm-hmm.
And I thought, oh, here we go, canceling again.
Yeah, because Spencer had an amazing day at work. So
something like that.
fun stuff.
Yeah, he had to stay a little longer. So we're getting done by now.
Yeah.
And instead, we're starting. So
yeah, sorry.
Alice will definitely be closed.
Yeah, sorry about that one.
Yeah, no, you're good.
Oh, it was a day for me.
You're good.
Was it?
Yeah. But, so normally we do this little segment, like what you've been listening to, what you've been watching, but you can answer whatever one. What you've been listening to or watching recently?
Listening to, I just mainly listen to Wheels.
There you go, yeah. Just the old classic.
4.5.
Yeah, I was about to say.
Classic rock.
W-I-L-Z.
Yeah. Anything good playing on there? Or just still the
My music.
Yeah, your type
of music. Yeah. I like rock and roll, old time, like... You know.
The stuff I like, yeah.
Yeah.
I like it.
Yeah.
Blood Zeppelin.
That's been going a lot on my radio, too. Yeah. Yeah. I did it's called Classic Rock Station that Spotify made up for me.
Oh, yeah.
It's got, like, a wider range of stuff, like Poison and Journey. And
conversations. See, like, a wider range of conversations.
Yeah.
The
wider
just range listening.
Of music. Yeah. No, it's pretty good.
Well, Eddie and I always do a color tour. Come fall, I like to, and was it last year he surprised me with a mix of my music?
Oh, really?
Yeah.
Going
yeah,
there. Road trip playlist, yeah.
Yeah,
that's cool.
It was great.
Yeah.
It was everything, you know.
Every time it came on, you're like, yes!
Yeah, really?
Yeah.
Really.
Compliments the view's nice, doesn't it?
Yeah. Mm. Oh, it does. Last year we took a ride up to Escanaba.
Beautiful. Yeah, yeah, we went, you know where we went to lunch?
Mm.
Moe's.
Oh, no kidding?
Yeah.
Moe's. There you
yeah. Go. Yeah, it was really good. That was actually, yeah,
yep.
Real nice bar, big bar.
Nice. Yeah.
Yep. Good food. Yeah.
Escanaba's beautiful. And the moonlight, too.
And the moonlight. We didn't get to see a lot of it because he's always, when we travel, he's always got to get home. So.
Well, we were on the road for 16 hours, so yes. Yes, we had to get home.
We had to get home. We weren't, when we got in Escanaba, we weren't on the road.
No, but I knew the trek to get back.
Yeah, I got to give you a hard time, kid.
Yep.
Yep.
Yeah, because you always used to be in the rush, and now he's like, come on, Eddie, chill out.
Yeah, yeah. He's always got places to go, people to see.
He's a busy man.
He is, very busy.
Yeah, I know. We've got golf tomorrow. I got to come Thursday and grab a speaker for the golf outing Saturday. Our company outing is Saturday. Which
don't
is gonna
grab it. Don't grab the one by the drum kick.
Yeah.
Grab the one in front.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. And then
they always shove me with the shit one. Yeah.
Yeah. And then Friday night, we have our NFL fantasy draft.
It's going to be fun.
And then Sunday, we have Clevman's birthday and AEW pay-per-view. So all the 989 and other people will be there. Yeah. Busy week.
It's going to be
What's that?
Busy week. Jason, it's Clevenger's birthday.
Oh.
So they're doing the pay-per-view, AEW wrestling.
Okay.
Yeah. Yeah. That'll be exciting.
It's going to be fun.
Good.
Yeah, I have a terribly busy but awesome next 2 months.
Yeah.
I don't think I get a break until September 29th will be my first official. I can relax. So
dang.
I have everything booked up, multiple things during the week, all weekends taken care of. It's like, holy shit.
Well, we'll have Smeek Fest.
Oh, cannot wait.
Yeah.
You're right. You just made a killer flyer.
Oh, did you like that flyer?
Loved it.
Thank you.
Yep.
Did you show it to Robin?
Yep.
Did she
approved?
Yeah. Oh, good.
Yep.
I know.
She knows you do not have a degree, but she said that it was just as good as if you did have it.
Oh, dang. Yeah. That's awesome. Mm-hmm. Yeah, the Christina at work, our graphic artist, she was like, oh, I totally thought somebody else made that for you.
Yeah.
I was like, no, I did. She was like, oh, well, good job.
Yeah, she was like, Eddie did all this? And I was like, yeah. She was like, damn.
Well, I did the first one, and then they were like, well, it's not a music festival. It's fun.
Yeah.
I planned it for, because I thought there was going to be a bunch of bands and everything, and they're like, no, it's just Spencer.
Yeah. So
your band?
Yeah, we're going to
play. They're going to be playing Saturday.
It'll be fun.
Yeah, he said that to me. I'm the mother. I knew he made that. Mm-hmm. I knew that was.
Yep.
Yeah.
Yeah. But
she was like, normally, like, two of the same colors don't go. She was like, this looks real nice.
It does.
It's easy on the eye. That's why.
Oh, thank you.
Very nice, yes. She was very complimentary.
Why did she have a degree in that?
Yeah.
Well, that's what she does for a living.
She's a big, big-time graphic artist.
Oh, yeah. I did.
She's going to go back and get her master's in graphic design from MSU.
Heck yeah.
Yeah. Cool. I was like, sweet, you can have that degree, and I will have no degree. But you know what? I'm doing well.
Yeah, it's not bad.
Yeah.
So you had a rough day.
Terrible. No, but it was good. It was just
busy.
Yeah.
Yeah.
When you weren't, you saw what I wore to work.
So the same thing you wear every day.
Yeah.
Oh, stress. Actually, you're not wearing a black hoodie, so that's different.
Yeah. Got compliments on that. They were like, well, he's in color today. Well, what's going on?
Yeah.
Different man.
Yeah.
I was like, yeah, got rid of the neck beard, wore color. It's crazy. I was like, yeah.
You're usually in black.
Yeah.
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 Yep.
All black, yep. And
I used to, how I used to dress.
Yeah, I mean, hey.
All black.
Yep. I was told it was slimming one time, and I was like, sweet. I love being a toothpick, man. Let's go.
That's exactly.
Yeah.
I've never been a toothpick. I always needed the black.
Yeah, I'm still waiting on the turn to the side and disappear. It doesn't work for me. They're just like, oh, there he is, you know.
Yeah, it doesn't work for me.
Nope. Yeah, it's like when I try to hide behind a tree.
It looked like that Shaq meme where he's like behind the tree, but the whole rest of him's out. It's like, yeah, it ain't working.
I love it.
Gosh.
Yeah. I make a redwood look like a twig.
Yeah.
But what about you? Like, how was
I've been good, slow.
Yeah?
Yeah. Wasn't too bad. But I've been listening to WAC. Wide Range Conversations, yep.
Nice.
They recorded on my birthday last week, so That was fun. And then we had Pride Fest. And
yeah, Pride. Yeah,
that wasn't too bad. Yeah.
I went.
Yeah.
Did you?
There were actually several people that came out and they were like, hey, we know you guys. Like, we listen to you. And
no shit.
Well, Rick and Eric.
Yeah, I know. Not us. Yeah. They were just like, oh, and this one that looks like a penis. All right, go.
Yep. Yeah, I know. There were a lot of kids there. And we had to start being like, so this isn't, I mean, Michigan Music History Podcast is kid friendly, but the rest of us are. Yeah.
Don't listen to it.
Yeah.
We have to start having the explicit sign next to it. Yeah.
Some listen, though. You know, shout out to Brussels, Germany,
woo!
Russia. We're growing bigger in Russia.
Nice. We've
actually been picking up a lot of
nice
shows. Are you farting?
Oh, my God.
I don't have a microphone to hear it.
I know. It's a lot quieter. That's why. Like, is that your shoes? Oh, no, he's shitting himself.
Right? Yeah.
Oh,
right. Tough day at work, man.
Yeah.
You're all right.
Called me out over the anchor, man.
Yeah. But yeah, that's what I've been listening to.
Nice.
Still watching The Conners. We're on season 5 now. Started the beginning of Roseanne all the way through, and now we're on season 5 of Conners.
I can't get The Conners because I can't get, like, well, the only local stations.
What's on Netflix?
I don't have Netflix, thanks to their breakdown.
Yeah. Oh.
Oh, yeah.
Roger, lay off the maid? What happened?
I don't get ABC, so.
Yeah.
I don't get to see it. And I love that show.
Yeah. Yeah, it's good. It's fun.
I love it. I loved Roseanne back way back. Now she's gone off the rails. Oh well.
I don't think I've ever seen that.
It's a good show. It's a real good show.
Yeah. She was my mentor. Well, we were like back then I was really heavy and I was married to his dad at the time who weighed I think he was around 300 pounds at that time. So they were us. We looked at the TV. That was us. You know.
Mm-hmm.
So. Yeah. Yeah.
Yeah. Yep.
So, yeah. So, Mama Mo. Stuff. What?
Don't call me Mama Mo.
No, but he does.
I do, yeah. I do call it Mama Mo, yep.
Yeah, but you do. That's fine.
Yeah.
What now?
Where are you? You're from Saginaw.
Originally.
Yeah.
In Detroit.
Yeah.
Oh, okay.
I adopted when I was 17 days old to
the
world's greatest parents. I couldn't have handpicked them better.
Really? That's awesome.
Awesome people. Awesome family. Extended.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
I think there were Amy would know. My brain doesn't work like everybody's else. There were 40-some of us first cousins.
Oh, wow.
My dad.
Holy cow.
My dad was the youngest of 9, and unfortunately, I lost him. We're not talking sad stuff, but I lost him around my 20th birthday. It was 3 weeks before our wedding.
Wow.
So that was, and that's when these two were getting married, and your dad.
Mm-hmm.
All I could picture was, oh my God, my heart just went to my
teeth. Right.
I thought, this can't be happening.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, last week was the 9th anniversary of the heart attack.
Yep.
Every birthday.
Yeah. It is. It happened on your birthday, too. Yeah. Yep.
Well, that's his. He was buried day before my 20th birthday.
Oh,
so, wow. Yeah, that's.
Yeah,
that's my birthday.
Yeah,
for a long.
So yeah, I never met him, but I had always heard good things. Well,
he's a World
War II vet. Fought the Battle of the Bulge and then played for the White Sox and then.
He was in the minors.
Farm league. Nice.
Yeah.
Wow. And then he was traveling salesman for Morley.
Morley Brothers.
Yeah.
Hardware.
I worked there for a little bit, yeah.
Did you?
Yeah.
Yep.
Yep.
I didn't know that.
Yeah, I worked for Morley for a little bit. Yeah.
I did, too.
Did you?
You did. Did
no,
you?
I never.
You never did? Oh, no.
No.
You did the newspaper.
Yeah, I did that.
We did that together.
Yeah.
Okay.
Wow.
Yeah, Valley Publishing. Yeah.
I was thinking, but I did it because we were going to... Eddie was in a competition down in Miami, and I needed extra cash, so what's her name? She was one of the bosses there, band Kim Robbins.
Sure. I only remember Paul.
No, Kim Robbins. She was a manager there. No, Ed Morley.
Oh, okay.
And she said, come on over. She says, you can work just for a short, you know, make your own hours and
nice.
Work as long as you want, or, it's, you know.
There you go.
Yeah. So, yeah, we gave us some extra money.
Mm, but you worked for where, 7-Eleven or Kmart or?
I worked for Garbco, which was 7-Eleven's main office. I started, my very first job was at JCPenney. I don't think I was 16 yet. I think I had a work permit.
Oh, okay.
And it was, the catalog department. I would call when people's orders came in and let them know their stuff was in. And that was a fun job, you know, was relatively easy.
I was about to say, it's like inventory almost, yeah.
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 And then my next job, when I turned 16, I started at McDonald's down on State Street.
Oh, okay.
And State and Center. And my mom woke me up the day morning after my first night of work. She said, what did you do? I said, what do you mean, what did I do? She says, McDonald's burnt to the ground. She said, I don't think you have to go to work tonight.
Oh, my goodness.
I'm like, I didn't do anything, I swear.
Oh, my gosh. After your first night?
My first night, yeah.
Oh, yeah, blame the new girl.
Yeah. I can't even remember. I'm sure it was a grease fire or electrical.
Right. Like, but that's just terrible timing. Oh, my gosh.
To the ground.
Oh, yeah. That's terrible.
So, but actually, it was kind of cool because I figured I was out of a job.
Mm-hmm.
But we all met at what was the Sweden House, which is long gone. Mm.
Love the Sweden House.
Oh, yeah.
So good.
That was
great buffet.
Oh, yeah.
That's where Marshall's is now.
Oh, wow.
Oh, in Bay City. Oh, the one in Saginaw.
Yeah, the Saginaw. Did Bay City have a Sweden House?
Yeah, it's where the Marshall's is now in the mall.
Oh, okay.
Yeah. Before Marshall's, it was like a learning center. And then before that, it was Sweden House. Yeah.
Hmm.
Well, the Sweden House was on State by State and Center. Okay. You know.
Yeah.
So they had a meeting over there, and they actually moved all of us to different
locations. Nice.
Throughout the city. And
that's nice of them.
I ended up out at Tittabawassee, and that McDonald's is still there.
The one?
Yeah, in Bay Road.
Wow.
Bay Road and Tittabawassee.
Wow.
Yeah.
Which wasn't fine. I lived off of Hemeter.
Oh, okay.
Green Acres Plaza.
Gotcha. So, okay.
Yeah.
And you're like, yeah, whatever. I'll do it.
Oh, yeah. It didn't bother me. I drove. I, you know.
I'm surprised. Well, it's still standing, but I'm surprised you didn't have two on your hands. You know, you burned down the first one. Never figured out a way to burn down the other one.
Nope. Didn't. Thank God.
Yeah, that one had cameras. She was like, shit.
I don't think they had cameras back in
there. No, they just had a manager watching you.
Watching you, yeah.
Did not start fire.
They had three sketch artists constantly in a...
Oh my God. You play them really fast.
It shows the... Yeah, the flip book.
Yeah. Yeah.
Oh, you're good.
Yeah.
And yeah. Then so you... anyhow, then from there, let's see. No.
Well, your big one was the post office.
Well, that's where I retired out of, yes.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, but you were there a long time beforehand.
And that was Bay City post office?
I originally started in Bay City as a casual. $5 an hour doing the exact same thing.
Wow.
As the regular carriers.
Mm-hmm.
And actually more because, you know, I was working 70-some hours a week.
Dang.
And, I did get overtime, but
yeah, there you go.
You know,
mm-hmm.
But yeah, I was a casual for 10 months, I think. And then when I did get hired as a PTF, I went to Midland and got my 90 days in there. And then I transferred back to Bay City because yes. I enjoyed Bay City. Mm-hmm. Lived in Saginaw at the time. I did not have children, so, you know,
mm-hmm.
it was fun. I was a city carrier and
nice.
Loved it.
Oh, yeah.
Absolutely loved it.
Midland was probably crazy, though.
Midland was, yeah.
It
was Midland. Mm-hmm. I liked the people that I worked with. I got along really well with, you know, with everybody.
A lot of dogs.
A lot of dogs.
Did you get attacked by dogs? You know, that old trope of the postman?
Yeah, I know. No, I mean, I had a few come after me, but you know me, I'm loud. So I had a German Shepherd come after me one day, and I heard him coming behind me. And I had tried to spray a dog at another time, and I ended up spraying myself.
Oh.
So I was like, okay, screw the spray.
Yeah.
We're not going there.
Yeah.
So I turned around, this big old German Shepherd, and I love German Shepherds,
but right.
not when they're after you. Mm-hmm. And I turned around, I stomped my foot as hard as I could stomp it, and I yelled, hey, you know, top of my lungs.
Yeah.
He stopped dead in his tracks. It was like a cartoon.
He's like, oh, shit.
He just stopped. He turned around and walked away.
Yeah.
Was like, okay.
I ain't messing with that one. Oh,
that was close.
Yeah.
So
that's funny.
Yeah.
Heck yeah.
I used to help out a carrier and do the end of his route. I think it was like an hour off of his route. And there was a red retriever, right? Golden retriever, and his name was Barney.
Aww.
Hence our Barney's name. I named him after him. Anyhow, he used to come out every day for the mail, but the first time he came out, I'm like, what's this dog want? And I'm talking to him, and he's just wagging his tail. He's sitting there, and he's waiting. And it was a mounted route, so my door was open, and the guy hollered out, give him the mail. I said, excuse me? He says, give him the mail. He wants the mail. And I said, okay. So I put a rubber band around it. I said, what's his name? And he gave me their last name, so I'm calling the dog by their last name. He's like, oh, no, no, his name is Barney. And Barney and I became buddies. Oh, my God, I love that dog. Absolutely. He's beautiful.
It just came right up to you, and you just give him the mail?
Oh, yeah. Huh? Oh, yeah.
Wow.
Take it right up to them.
Wow. That's awesome.
Yep. He
that's like a dream dog. You always want your dog to just go fetch you stuff.
And yeah, yeah, really.
He's just like, yep, this is my job. This is what I'm here for.
Oh, yeah.
Gets paper, gets mail.
Yep. He's like, I'm a good dog. He knew he was a good dog, probably.
He's like, still trying to work on getting me a beer, but other than that.
He was awesome. He was. He
that's
was
awesome. Dog.
Mm. For Christmas one year, they gave me it was a little porcelain red retriever.
Aww.
And it had a candy cane in its mouth.
Oh, that's cute.
Yep.
Oh, that's cute.
So,
oh, that's cool, though.
Good people.
Yeah.
They were good people.
Heck yeah.
They're all gone. The dog and both the parents.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Other than the dogs, do you have any wild stories from the post office?
Oh, I probably do, but... I probably can't tell them.
Well,
let's see. And then what?
Well, no. Did you have one?
Well, the house you bought, the house you live in, was a friend of mine. He was a fellow carrier. And I remember going to a party. He always had parties there.
Nice.
And Bridget and I went, to the party, and we're walking through the backyard, and I'm talking, and I'm ahead of her, and I turn around, she wasn't coming, and she's laying flat in the Heck yeah, and I'm just laughing.
Yeah.
And I'm like, are you all right? And she had hit. There was a clothesline post.
Oh, no.
And she had slammed her head right into that. And she just went down. And here I am, great friend. I'm just laughing.
That's what you do, though, when your friend goes down. You're just like, get up.
Got her up, and we went into the party. But I'm a talker, and I talk with my hands.
Mm-hmm.
And I was a drinker. Back then, and it always happened to a fellow worker's wife. It never happened to a fellow worker. I'd walk up and I'd start talking to him, and I remember one time I dumped a beer down this one lady's back.
Oh no.
And I was so humiliated.
And whoop.
Yeah, whoops. And then there was another one that I think the same night, you know, it was like, I'm never getting invited to again. But yeah, we had a lot of fun over the years. We did a lot of partying.
Well, yeah, after doing all that, you know, all that work, you're like, hey,
yeah,
and
it's time to drink.
Yeah.
And I didn't have kids at the time. So yeah, Bridget, Diane, and I were the three musketeers. And John, do you remember Toussaint? You used to play darts with him when you were little.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
He's passed away since, and he used to call Diane Lady Di.
Aw.
And Bridge and I are still friends. Di moved up to the west side of the state. I see her on rare occasions.
Oh, is that the one in White Cloud? Yeah.
Yeah.
I vaguely remember going there, and there was a party or something happening, and so everybody else was having fun, and I was really young. And so I put Twister VHS in, and I watched Twister on the couch.
Nice.
Yeah. It was brown. Everything was brown. There was some orange in the carpet, and it was wood paneling. Yeah.
It was.
Yeah.
Wow. What a memory.
Yeah.
Yeah. I didn't drink that one away yet.
You're like, oh Twister, fuck yeah.
Yeah.
And
yeah.
People are partying, you're just sitting there.
Yeah.
Twister, that's
yep.
Yeah, I think we had Barney with us.
Oh, really?
Didn't we?
I don't know that.
You don't remember that?
No. Nope.
Yeah. Because I had the concession trailer at the time.
Yeah. So you were quite the entrepreneur in your life as well.
Oh, yeah. I
want to hear these stories. Since the time I was 5 years old until I was 18, we were doing something. Concession trailer, pizzeria, what else do we have? You had a bunch of stuff going on.
Yeah, I left the post office after Addie was born. It wasn't a real hard decision. His dad also worked at the post office. He worked in Saginaw, and I just looked at him. I said, we have tried for 10 years to have a baby, and I am not going to be gone, you know, 80 hours a week. Because at that time, like I said, I was already a PTF at that time, but I was still working about 70, 80 hours a week.
Jeez.
What is PTF?
Part-time flexible.
Oh, okay.
Career, but it was a career employee.
Right.
In fact, I got the letter after I think I was on my maternity leave, or I had just put in my resignation papers. I got a letter that I made regular.
Oh.
Which happened right after I left this, when I retired.
Oh, really?
Yeah. Fuck. Yeah. So I never actually got to be regular, but it was, yeah. Anyhow, What were we talking about?
Oh, entrepreneur, yeah.
Owning businesses.
Mm-hmm. Oh, so when you were born, I went on my maternity leave, and I don't even think I asked your dad. I was like, I'm not going back to work. Mm-hmm. I love my job. I really did. I absolutely loved my job, but I loved him more.
Right.
That's unfortunate.
Huh?
Nothing.
It's important. It's important.
Yeah. Important. That's
what I'm important. That I love you?
Yeah, that you love me more than working.
Oh.
I appreciate it.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
As you should.
Yeah.
Well, and then I bought the concession trailer. He was five, I think, when I got that. And we went on the road. We did a lot of stuff over on the west side of the state. And had fun. He was, well, he's 5 years old, and he could barely look over the counter. Mm-hmm. He was waiting on people and taking their money and giving them change. Yep. And the people are looking like, wow.
Yep.
And he was smart.
He was like, yep, that's just me.
Well, I drank the math away. It was good back then, but I...
You,
drank the math away. It was good back then.
Drank the math.
My favorite story about you guys doing that was your pop story. When you didn't know it was called pop. Soda pop, pop soda. Where the fuck is the cart? I left it with them.
I did not. Oh, I'm clarifying that one.
Yeah, I know. Yeah.
I did not talk that way around.
Oh, yeah, I know.
He was little. I said, where the hell is the cart? That's what I said.
Yeah.
Yeah. You had me sounding like...
It's just funny when he's like, do we sell pop? You're like, yes, no, soda pop. Soda? Or soda.
Yeah, what's soda, Mom? Mama, what's soda? It's pop, Daddy. And he says, oh, or do we have soda? Something like that. And I said, that's pop, Eddie. He's like, oh, some guy wanted soda, and I didn't know what it was. And I looked. And, I mean, he had the cash box. He had everything on the wagon. And I'm like, where's the wagon, Eddie? Out there. Like, oh, my gosh.
Go grab that.
Here that's, we what are. You, that's what you get for entrusting a child with the responsibility.
Oh, you were really responsible. Actually, you walked around with that wagon, and you'd pop popcorn, get your popcorn.
Did he sell a lot out there?
Yeah.
Yeah?
Yeah.
You got a little kid.
Big popcorn, get your soda, get your cotton candy, snow cones.
Little kid walking with a wagon.
Yeah.
Just killing it, coming home.
Well, we were in
a $100.
were in a ballpark at that time. And, you know, it was familiar territory. For me, it was.
It's just awesome that, you know, just see a little Eddie walking around. Yep.
Oh, yeah.
I got it.
Oh, the people ate it up. They loved him. They absolutely loved him.
Oh, I love it. I love the thought of it.
Well, the hot. He's
killing it. Comes back with an empty cart. But it's gone.
Yeah.
I did my job.
No, because that one was at a fair or flea market or something.
No, that was an off-field.
No, that was the one that had the gators. That was the one that I wanted $20 to pet the gators. It was a flea market festival thing, and it was in the middle of all the vendors that he'd come up, and he had asked for soda.
Oh, that wasn't then. You wouldn't have had a cart there. That we never had a cart. We only had a cart at the football field. We had the cart and you walked around.
Oh, I always thought that was then.
So they may have come up. They may have come up to the window and asked you for soda, and I was busy doing.
Yeah, but no, because I had the cart, so maybe
it must have been the ball field. Yeah.
Definitely had the cart.
That's just funny.
Yeah.
Had to have been the ball. Yeah, because I remember it was out at the ball field.
Yeah.
There were quite a few diamonds there, so you were on the opposite side of where.
He ran all the way back.
Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah.
You're like, all right, stay put.
Yeah.
I'll be right back.
Nobody touched. Nobody did.
Well, it was a guy and his kid. And so I was like, hey, just.
Oh, would you? Yeah. People, I mean, you know.
Well, back in the day, people were a lot better than they are today.
That's where I grew up. It was in Saginaw Township at the ball field. Out there, Rudy Zell's out on Center and Shattuck.
Mm.
And, I was set up there a couple of years.
Oh, yeah. So how did you guys, like, manage that? Was it, Eddie, was at, like, the counter and you were making the stuff? Or what, you know?
Oh.
How did you normally do your concession?
He actually was more just out in the crowd playing.
Yeah.
And getting to know people and socializing. I mean, he was older. When I let him take the wagon out, he wasn't 5 years old with the wagon.
Right.
he was maybe 10, you know.
Yeah.
But I don't know. My brain quit again. That's normal. It just seizes up on me.
No, that's still cool. No, that I.
Yeah. He made killer popcorn. They couldn't wait. Mm-hmm. They're like, who made the popcorn today, Mo? And I says, Addie, oh, good. And he did the, we had caramel corn. He did that, and they loved that. I'd
a few burns from that.
Yeah. I'd clean out the so he wouldn't get burned.
We did do good popcorn, good caramel corn, but it's nowhere near as good as I want that kettle corn.
Well,
you gotta find them out at SVSU and find Fairs and Festivals. You can go to iwantthatkettlecorn.com.
Yeah, that's good.
Yeah.
It is. Well, that's different. That's different.
We had jalapeno cheddar kettle corn. We had kettle corn. We had strawberry kettle corn.
Yeah, we didn't.
We just had caramel corn.
We had caramel corn. Yeah. We also did when we were. I don't know if we did it at the ball field, but when we were on the road and like in the fall and stuff, we had caramel apples.
Caramel apples.
Caramel apples, yeah.
I remember that cool slicer.
Yeah, that was caramel apple. What do you call it?
I don't know. Candy apple?
No, it was caramel apples, but it's called
nuts and everything. Yeah. On a stick.
That wasn't on a stick. That was in the bowl.
Mm. Yeah, it was a lot easier to eat. Slice it up.
Do the slice.
Oh, see, that's real smart, actually.
Yeah.
I wish people served them like that. No, like, a stick. Good luck.
People loved it because it's a lot easier to eat.
Oh, yeah. And you can actually enjoy the whole thing and not, dripping on you. Your hands are sticky.
Well, they didn't have, you cored it. So there was no, no seeds. Mm-hmm.
Yeah, it worked out real well.
Mm-hmm.
It did. And the cotton candy.
Cotton candy.
Snow cones.
Oh, yes.
Oh, yeah. I tried to do my snow. I still, on occasion, do cotton candy for a friend's birthday.
Okay,
I have a friend that sets up for different events, and she wants cotton candy. So, but I said this year, I really had a hard time breathing after making it, and I wore two masks making it. And I told her, I said, this is it. Yep. I can't do this.
Mm-hmm.
anymore. So what we were going to do, because it was a hot weekend, is get that snow cone machine going. Well, I'm so stupid. You know, I was sick when I left work. I had a major surgery that they didn't think I could ever work again. And I kept telling them I can work. But they ended up, you know.
Kind of forced retiring.
Kind of forced. Disability, because I had several big major health events within a couple years.
Yeah,
2-3 years. So it's like, no, I left kicking and screaming because I love my job.
Right.
But anyhow, help me out. Where was I before I left kicking and screaming?
Oh, I don't know.
What were we talking about?
I already forgot.
Well, she was about to.
Oh, the snow cones.
That's what it was.
I had stored it out in my back shed. Mm. Well, the shed got blown off. Not the whole thing, but so weather was getting in there, and the muskrats. What are those? No,
groundhogs. Gophers, groundhogs. Like Gary the groundhog.
Chipmunk squirrels.
No. I can't think of what they're called.
Something like that.
They burrowed underneath the shed. So, wasn't the place to store a snow cone machine.
Ah.
So the motor just kind of shot.
Yeah.
So I couldn't do snow cones, but I am going to take it in and try and get it repaired because that would be fun. I enjoy doing them.
Snow cones are fun.
They're
good, too.
Yeah.
You know what else is fun?
What's that?
Beer.
Beer.
Beer?
Yeah.
Nice.
It's about time for Beer to Week.
Beer to Week. Hey.
Beer.
I'd have a beer. Give me a beer.
Beer of the Week.
Beer of the Week. All right, this week we have Cuckoo for Cocoa.
It's cacao.
Cacao, 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 cacao. So, Cuckoo from Austin Brothers Beer Company in Alpena, Michigan.
Ooh, Alpena.
It is a 15% ABV.
Ooh, holy
shit. No wonder it smells like straight liquor.
See, cheers. I smell cocoa.
Cheers. Mm,
cheers.
I can't. I'll pretend.
Oh, that's good. That's so smooth. Chocolatey.
Try a sip. Try the sip.
Oh, that's good.
That's so good.
Not even
good.
The aftertaste?
That's amazing.
Oh, that's so good. Mm. That's smooth. Yeah. See, now the aftertaste kicking in. She can taste the chocolate a little bit.
Chocolate. It's a little coffee. But it's very light.
That's so good.
Yeah, looks like
that,
motor oil.
That does not drink 15.
Yeah, it really doesn't.
Mm,
it
does, I could have a full glass of that.
Yeah, I'm going to give that guy I'm going to give it a 4.5.
That is going to be a straight 5 for me. I really enjoy that beer. Good job, Austin Brothers. They don't
good
do
job.
There.
Good job, Ideal Party Store.
Yeah.
You can find Ideal Party Store on Salzburg or Johnson,
mm-hmm.
where all the fancy beers are found.
Go get your fancy beers. Fancy beers are good for the soul.
Yeah.
Wow.
Mmm.
My throat's,
Didn't like that one very much?
No.
Oh, I just can't do alcohol anymore.
Mm, yeah.
No.
No.
That's fair enough.
I like Bud Zero.
Okay.
And I like Busch N.A.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
O'Doul's is flat.
Yeah. Oh, no one really likes O'Doul's. They just stay on the market because, you know, they're...
Veneer beers.
Well, I like the bottle.
Yeah.
I like the looks of the
bottle.
Oh,
yeah. Great marketing.
Hey,
it's pretty. Yeah.
But it's flat.
Yeah.
Yeah. Which NA is...
They do a pretty good job with
that. Yeah.
Well, you'll have to tap back into those drinking days as we are ready for beer trivia.
Oh,
God. That's right, ladies and gentlemen. The Basement Bar Beers and Battle bring to you beer. Trivia!
It's the beer trivia! All right. Multiple choice, okay? For the first person to answer wins.
What do I win?
A sip of beer! What city is the world's biggest beer festival held in?
Is it
Slough, United Kingdom?
Oh.
Munich, Germany? Munich. Prague, Czech Republic? Or Amsterdam, the Netherlands.
I'd say Munich.
Well, you said it at the same time.
I said it first before.
Yeah, he did. Yeah, she did. She did.
I'm a she, honey.
Munich, Germany.
It's Oktoberfest.
It's Oktoberfest, of course.
Of course.
This gigantic festival of beer began back in 1810 and has been an important part of Bavarian culture since. It attracts around 6 million people to the 18-day festival each year, serving up to 8 million liters of beer.
See,
damn.
He's the winner because you said it's multiple choice. I should have waited. Multiple choice was over. So.
No, because I was between Munich and Amsterdam. I don't know why, but you got it.
No.
I just copied you. I'm a follower. I'm not a leader.
Well, Frankenmuth, I mean, come on.
Oh, yeah.
We got our own Munich right.
Yeah, no kidding.
Yeah, we got Oktoberfest coming up. Frankenmuth always does a big fest like the World Expo of Beer
mm-hmm.
in May, and then you get Oktoberfest in October.
Oh, Sam Adams. The pumpkin beers that have been coming out recently are fantastic.
What is
that? Oh, they're so good.
You used to drink the
Oktoberfest.
Sam Adams Oktoberfest.
Sam Adams Oktoberfest is really good.
My taste buds have changed a little bit. The malty is not as good as I remember.
Have you tried the Jacko?
Yes.
Pumpkin?
Yeah. That is bomb. That's really, really good. I don't normally care for pumpkin spice things, but that beer is very, very good.
Very good.
It's expensive.
It is expensive.
It's like $20 a bottle.
Yeah.
Wow.
Yeah.
Mm. Well, what did you try and buy one day? Or you actually, out to the Kitty Cat Club. What was that place? Eric's birthday?
Oh, yeah.
What was the name of it?
Hammered Harry's.
Hammered Harry's.
Yeah, that's where we're at. Hammered Harry's.
Mm. There were pink cats everywhere.
Yeah, it was the Meow Club or something.
That's cool.
Then Hammered Harry's.
Oh, okay. Wasn't it like $15 for a two heart?
Probably
something. It was something. Yeah.
I think probably crazy.
Drinking up Coors. I don't know. I just remember having a good time.
I'll tell you what, though.
Me and Robin are going to be camping out at the state park for Halloween.
Oh, yeah.
I do like that trick-or-treat. We never get trick-or-treaters. So we want actual trick-or-treaters this year. So we
that'll be fun.
Your camper.
Okay.
You get it ready for Halloween or whatever. But I'll have some pumpkin beer. So you should come.
Oh, there we go. You gotta be straight baller and get king-size candy bars. So all the kids know that you're the best.
Yeah. Well, Robin wants to put together gift bags. It'd be like people on Wedgwood, you know?
Yeah, oh, yeah, there you go.
Yeah,
Wedgwood was always the best. When he drove out into the country.
Yes. If I get a kid, though, that switches. I used to go with a bunch of friends, and then we'd switch costumes and go hit the same. Yeah, I know it's really good. But go hit the same houses to get the big candy bars or whatever.
You'd switch costumes.
Yeah, we'd switch costumes with each other and go up. And,
oh my God.
I never got called out, but if I see a kid do it this year, I'm calling his ass out. I'll still give him the candy, but I'll just be like, fucking genius, you keep doing that. You know, you keep doing it. Come back again, I don't care. You know?
Too funny.
Yeah, but it happens. You know, me and Ryan did that. You know? We had different masks, and they were like, wait, this is a shorter one. It's okay. Like, it was smart. It was always a smart move. Yeah, I would drink this beer 10 times over again. That's the whole reason I gave it a 5. This is great.
Yeah, it's fantastic.
Mm-hmm.
Huh.
Oh, that's good.
Jake's just really sugary, so that's
really?
Yeah.
Oh yeah, I definitely can't. It's already made my heart do weird.
Cacao, though. Tell you what, cacao.
Just that teeny. I mean,
yeah,
I barely swallowed a teeny
right. sip. I'm glad you tried it though. That was fun.
Yeah,
that was fun. When I wake up dead.
Stop it.
Jesus.
I won't.
You'll wake up all cuckoo, you know?
Cuckoo for cacao puffs.
I'm glad you got there. Hey, we learned you something today.
Yeah.
It only took me and your mom.
Yeah.
Learned you something. After 36 years, you just turned 36?
Yeah, I finally got the right age.
Yeah. You were telling
him. He and I both.
I
told him.
For some reason, I thought I was already 36.
Yeah. Oh, really?
Tiffany had to be like, do math, dumbass.
Thanks. But that must be where I got it, because people would ask me, so how old is Daddy now? And I said, oh, I think he's 36.
Mm-hmm.
And then I'm like, I don't know. Duh.
Yeah.
All I had to do was math. I didn't.
Yeah.
And I think he must have said that something at one point for me to get
like 36. Yeah.
In my head. And but yeah, fun stuff.
36. Yeah. We had.
It was good. It was good stuff. We went out to dinner.
Mm-hmm.
Not bad.
Yeah.
Not bad.
We got to try Motor Bloom on tap. That was good beer.
That was really, really good.
Mm-hmm.
Where'd you go?
Mulligan's and then to Coonan's. I kind of felt bad at Mulligan's. It was just those two girls
were running
their butts off.
Yeah.
And were, like, super packed for Tuesday.
At first, I was pissed, and then I was like, I understand.
Yeah. But, yeah, no, food was good, and...
Beer was even better.
Yeah. Beer was better. Yeah.
Yeah,
and, yeah, it was a good birthday.
Yeah, and then I ended up going after there. I went to the shop.
Oh, you kept going?
Yeah. Went to the shop before I went home. Yeah. I haven't been in there in a while, so I was like, yeah, I'll go waste $20. So I went there and I, you know, had a few drinks and ran into a few people and had a good chat and went home.
Good.
My old stomping grounds.
The shot?
Oh, yeah.
Oh, yeah.
Oh,
I can't believe it's up for sale now.
Is it?
Yeah.
Well, I think it's...
Yep, $350,000.
Is that what it's there for?
Oh! Sad, but kind of exciting news.
Jeez.
So, after 96 years...
Oh, yeah.
Burgers is closing.
What?
Yeah.
Burgers in Saginaw?
August 31st.
It's still Bay City, but it's right before. Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. And
wow.
Before, yeah, there's
I wonder if it's the Dollar General that shut them down right next to them.
No, it's going to be some office. They're turning it into office buildings.
Really?
Yeah. So what that means, though, is that now there's a liquor license up for grabs in Bay County.
Oh.
So I'm really hoping that Hooligans or Circa Bar grabs that.
Yeah.
That would be so nice to have a karaoke bar a block from my house.
Yeah,
I think you should buy a Circa Bar.
With my oodles of cashes. Well, if a lot of our subscribers would like to subscribe to the
Patreon,
yeah, maybe
then we could
buy a bar.
Yeah, and then we could buy a bar and we'll give everybody one free drink.
Yeah. Yeah. A month.
A month.
Yeah. With
there you go.
Subscription. You got. Yeah.
Yep. You show us that you subscribe to our Patreon, and we'll give you a free beer at our bar that you will supply us when you buy the fucking Patreon.
And where is your Brussels?
Yeah. Brussels, Belgium.
Welcome down for Belgium.
Yeah.
Yeah. You guys really need to buy it because you would love it. So get on it. It's only $7 a month, isn't it?
Yeah, and that all the shows will start putting stuff on there. Hopefully. Yeah. We'll get it built up.
Yeah.
It'll be fun.
It'll be a lot of fun. So get in there. $7 a month. Come on.
Yeah, I know. It's been now cuz it might behoove you folks more because we're doing two shows a week and we're kind of doing one show a week and it's getting real busy with a bunch of other stuff. It might go to like one show a month or something, you know, I don't know. We'll see here. But with your love and support, we appreciate you.
Well, he told me I have to go to Patreon to hear you and, what's her name? His cousin, when his cousin called.
Jason and Christy
Jason
and them. Yeah.
Christy.
Yeah. They had a fun debate.
Spencer and Chrissy had a fun debate.
Yep.
Yeah.
Yep. Sure, like weed, man.
Then Eric was on the show.
Yeah, and he's like, oh, shit.
Eric.
Yeah.
From
the wider range of conversations.
Okay.
Yeah.
Gotcha.
Yep.
He was on that show, too.
Yeah. Oh. Yeah. He was on our second ever show.
Oh.
I want to hear about your first car.
I know. We always talked about our first cars, the big van and the, how did you have? You had a Lions car.
I had a 94 Buick Park Avenue.
Oh, that's right. Yeah. Yeah, and so what were some of your first cars?
My very first car was a 66 Chevy Impala convertible.
Oh, wow.
Dang.
Hell yeah, back when the Impalas were slick.
Yeah,
well, this
really.
This was in 70, probably 73 or 4.
Okay.
Can't remember when I got my...
After you had already graduated?
No, I graduated in 75.
Oh, I thought you were 73. Maybe that's Dad.
Yeah.
Yeah. Oh, okay. Got it. Deep Purple, Smoke on the Water, 1973.
There it is.
But
ADT.
We literally used to drive in the winter with our parkas on, the hood up, and the top down.
just to be cool?
Oh, yeah. Radio blaring and car full of... Hoodlums. We were a wild child.
Yeah.
Awesome.
66.
I like that. Hoodlums.
Yeah.
And then what?
We weren't.
Because you guys, because Grandpa Eddie kept winning cars or something from being the best salesman, didn't he?
No.
Oh.
No,
I thought you guys had a 54
no.
Bel Air and a 57 Mustang. And
no. They had a 57 Bel Air, but he didn't win it. He worked hard, let me tell you what.
Gotcha.
Paid for it, yeah.
Gotcha.
No, I had a 75. I always loved Mustangs, but I got a... They cheapened them. They weren't the, you know...
They weren't the Shelby GTs of the old, yeah.
They were... Mustang 2 Mach 1s. It was still a pretty little car. It was a little cherry red.
Went from Mustang to Mustang.
I enjoyed that car, but I had cops following me all the time because it was a 302 V8 in that little car.
Yeah.
And every time I'd leave the red light or when it would turn green, I'd just barely touch gas and it squealed
away. Squeal away.
I was like, oh my God. I had a lead foot, but not at traffic lights as a rule. But yeah, that was a fun car though.
Nice.
Yeah.
But it wasn't the Mustang I really wanted.
Yeah. you know, you see all these new Broncos driving around.
Oh, yeah.
We had one of the originals, the big old Broncos.
Oh, really? The cool looking Bronco? See, that's a Bronco.
We used to deliver papers in a big Bronco?
No, that wasn't a big Bronco. That was a little Bronco.
Oh, a little Bronco.
Little
Still a Bronco.
It was a Bronco. Yeah.
Now they're like the Jeep.
Yeah.
Jeep. Yeah, people drive them around like they're Jeeps now.
Oh, yeah. There was a Hummer, electric Hummer.
That's
in
sweet.
In front of Media Reload today.
Really?
Oh, yeah. I went and had lunch with Connor today,
too. Oh, did you?
Yeah.
Nice. How is he doing?
Good. Good. He's doing really well. He's very tired.
Yeah.
With the baby and everything, but baby's doing well. And,
good.
And Caroline's back at work.
Awesome.
Yeah. Okay. Sorry. ADD.
Oh, you're good.
Electric Hummer, though.
Yeah, it looks so sweet. They're it looks coming super back, sweet. Huh? Yeah.
Huh.
I thought they discontinued Hummers.
Maybe it's one of the original. I don't know.
Yeah. I said something questionable to Dennis the other day at work.
Uh-oh.
We saw a Hummer. No, we saw something, and I was like, wow, those are rare.
A truck or something?
Huh?
Wasn't it a Cybertruck?
Yeah. And I was like, wow, those are rare. Kind of like Hummers, you know. Those are a pleasant surprise to see. And he just looked at me and he's like, and I was like, see, you're just too dirty. I was talking about the fucking vehicle.
Oh, jeez.
He's like, watch it. And I was like, no. Yeah.
I love it when I see an H2 somewhere. You never see the H2s, the big
Oh, yeah, the big boys? Yeah. Yeah.
Big boys, yeah.
That's what I was talking about, like the old Hummers, you know, the ones that you just don't see on the road anymore.
Yeah.
There used to be a yellow one driving around Bay City, and it's like they parked in their garage over winter or something, because it was always a pristine condition.
Yeah.
And I was like, I bet you can't even buy parts for those anymore, you know?
That was in Essexville, wasn't it?
Yeah, I think so. Yeah. Something. You'd just be driving around, and you're like, oh!
I delivered their mail.
Did you?
I see it in there.
Yeah, delivery. And you're like, that's sick.
Yeah.
Take good care of that thing. Yeah.
Yeah.
Mm. Oh, Jesus. Are you a speeder when you drive?
Not anymore.
Not anymore.
But
I you had a past.
No, I never got a ticket for speeding.
No?
No.
Either does Eddie. He goes 500.
I got 3 tickets a month after I got my license.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. My insurance went through the roof.
Sorry.
It's from speeding?
Yeah.
Really?
Yeah.
You just had to get there.
It was always in my vehicle.
Yeah.
Mm.
Sorry.
Yeah.
And then the last one was in 2012. And that's because my tires were so bad, the car vibrated all the time, and I just got brand new tires, and I was taking my girlfriend home in Midland, and the road's 25. I didn't even realize I was going almost 40, because I'm so used to the vibration. I was like, oh, snap, and I started slowing down. It was already too late. Whoop. He's like, did you realize you were going 40 and 25? I said, no. I was like, and I told him the whole thing, and he's like, well, that's no excuse. I got a ticket. I was like, dang. And, no, I drive like an old grandpa now.
Yeah.
I set the cruise. Yeah. Like I'm never
always 10 and 2 in it.
Yeah. Huh? No, I don't 10 and 2 it. But I'm not.
I've seen you on the road 10 and 2 in it.
Sometimes.
Yeah.
Sometimes.
Being a cautious driver.
Yeah.
I like it.
Yeah. Colin's a cautious driver.
Good.
Yep. He's doing real well.
I feel like I'm more cautious with the truck than I am my Jeep, and that's weird because like. When I was driving my dad's truck, it was like, yeah, I was 25 over all the time just because you don't realize it. Mm-hmm. But with this truck, I'm like, no, please, because, you know, my mom said if I get pulled over, I'm fucked. And I was like, okay.
So. I set my cruise. I go through Essexville, or if I go on Trumbull, going down Columbus.
Oh, yeah.
Kosciuszko. Yeah.
Can't trust cops nowadays. They'll pull you over for anything.
Shit,
you're fart crooked, and there it goes. Whoop, whoop. Like, shit.
Well, now on Columbus, they have those speed limits.
Yeah.
Oh, the blinking.
I hate to see those things go off.
They're 20, going 26, and it's like, slow down, slow down.
Yeah, you're one over, like, yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
So I just set my cruise.
Yep, you're like, whatever.
Get the people behind me, they're on my tail. Although, you know what, I have noticed a lot more people they back right off and realize, you know.
Mm-hmm. Like, oh, snap, that's the speed limit.
Yeah, yeah, so.
It happens. I mean.
My dad, do you have a encounter with somebody?
No.
Oh, just something you're thinking
I just
about.
Want to know, because, you know, first car is no.
Oh, yeah. Really yeah, in my first car I was.
Yeah.
It took a long time to get there, but once I got there, I kept going, and, yep.
Yeah, you kind of test the limits a little bit. First time I ever drove my car. We had just got it, and we had church later that night, and I was like, I want to drive, so we took everybody, because I had the buckets, you know, so I could fit 6 deep in that thing, and I was like, I want to drive, and they were huge, big old bucket seats, so I drove out to Munger in it, and yeah, I was speeding him. Dad just looks at me and he goes, "Hey, congratulations on your new car. Slow the fuck down." I was like, "I'm sorry. It's my car, Dad. You can't tell me what to do." And he goes, "Did you pay for it? Did you?" I was like, "Okay, I'm sorry.
Yeah.
Forgot you had the spare set of keys."
Right. Yeah.
No, that's fine. Well, is it about that time for some last call stories?
Oh, yeah. Da dang, 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 da dang.
Last call for alcohol.
Oh.
This is the last call for alcohol this evening. Drink up, drink up, drink up, and order again. This is the last call.
Last call for alcohol.
I can't wait to start this one out.
Start it off. What do you got?
Well, me and Eddie were getting hammered.
Proper
hammered. And I think the last place we ended up was, well, no, we parked at BMO's. We started at BMO's, and then we wandered
down to Chet's.
Yeah, just did a whole bunch of
stuff. Was it Madison Street Pub back then?
Madison Street.
Madison.
And no, because we were at BMO's. Or not BMO's.
Dusos?
My story revolves around Dusos.
I do it all the time. When we had Justin Dusos and Angela Bimos. On,
yeah.
I kept thinking about Dusos, and he's like, "I don't go into Dusos. I play at BMO's." And I was like, "Ah, those."
Yeah. So yeah. We parked at Dusos, and then we did the whole Midland Street tour. Just kept going and going and going and going and getting hammered. And we came back, and Eddie was like, "Well, I want to keep drinking." I was like, fair enough. And he goes, "Can you drive at all?" And I was like, "Absolutely not. I went out the window five bars ago." I was like, "No, I'm hammered." And he's like, "Well, I always call my mom." And I was like, "That's a fucking great idea." And then I ordered a couple more beers. And he's like, "Should I call her?" And I was like, "No." So we partied more and more and more to where I couldn't even see straight. And then we
ended up warn her. Let's call her in a dead sleep.
Yeah, yeah. 3
in the morning.
And then we got a hold of you, and you were like, "Fucking fine, where are you?" And
I did not say
fine. Helen fine.
No, not Helen.
No, you were like, "Okay," so you came and picked us up. And I remember you pulled up in your van, and Eddie had sat up front, and there was a seat, and then the other seat was gone, and you could lay down, and I was like, "Yep, that's mine." And I remember laying down all the way home. Like, I was like, "Oh my God." Cameron, we finally pulled up to this establishment that we're in right now, and boy, oh boy, was that to get to my room was all on the other side of the house.
Oh, jeez.
And yeah, that was like fucking 17 flights of stairs and 3 slices of cold pizza later, and I was finally, in bed. Yeah, that was a good time. I do remember that. And then I woke up and I was like, "How do I get my car?" It's at Dusos right now. Pulled up, nothing happened to it. It was perfectly fine. All yeah, thanks as, to you. As much, saved the night.
As much like...
I would much rather do that than make you spend the night in jail.
Yeah.
I would not bail your sorry ass. Let me tell you.
Yeah, fair enough.
That is fair, yep.
Yeah.
I'd pick you up the next day.
And smack us, yeah.
Yeah. How dumb can you be?
Yeah.
Get caught.
Yeah. No, we weren't that stupid. I knew I was gone. I was like, nope.
Nowadays,
locked up.
It's not like back, I had a few run-ins with the cops, but they always, call somebody to come get you, whatever.
Yeah, right. Right.
Or you're going straight home, but they don't do that anymore.
I had a few of those.
Yeah, no.
Where are you coming from? Bar. Where are you going? Home. Where's home? That way. All right, be safe.
Yeah.
Yeah, no.
Not anymore.
That was when your light was out, going over the bridge.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Every time.
My license plate light.
Oh.
It's like, "Do you know how I pull you over?" "No, your license plate light's out." "I have one of those?" "Have you been drinking?" "Yes, sir." "Where are you going?" "Home." Of course, home that way. Yeah, yeah.
Promise you, I'm going the right way.
Yeah. Oh yeah. No, I think it was always because I just told the truth.
Yeah.
Cordial. Yeah.
I told you that.
Mm-hmm.
I told him.
Now, if you're honest, they're like, ticket. They're like,
"Going to try."
They're like, "I'm sorry, it's my quota. I got taxes. Yeah. I got sorry." Like,
I'm told to do this now. Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. Yeah. Well,
you have cheesecake.
So. My graduation party.
Oh.
And my ma is a fantastic mother. She's spectacular. She planned this huge, huge event. We, Mr. Lewis let us borrow the stage, the portable stage from Garber. And so we set the portable stage up in the back. We had 9 bands play.
Oh, wow.
Including my own. We had Loving Lads, Jack Niemeyer,
nice,
Steve
yeah.
Cross, and mm-hmm. Lankowski, and Vince Dynamic, and a bunch of other local bands. Josh Scherzer, Justin's older brother, nice. Did the sound for it.
And, wow.
We had a whole, big tent out back. We had a buffet of food. Ma had cooked up everything. And
Debbie and Doug.
Oh, and Debbie and Doug, oh, yeah. God. Debbie and Doug were a godsend.
They were a godsend because I was still working.
Oh, yeah.
You know,
yeah.
Working every day. Yeah. So, mm-hmm.
And we ordered 3 kegs, one for us, one for the public, and one for mom.
We had 2 kegs.
Three kegs.
We had 2 kegs. Oh, my God, he embellished.
No, one for the public, one for us, and one for you.
I never drank till midnight. I never had a drink till midnight.
I know. Oh. I know. That was it was guarded, and then... Anyway, so I'll get there. So earlier in the day, mom's cooking everything, and Eric, Sally, cousin, friend of cousin, I think friend of cousin. Friend they had gone to, yeah, they all went to Franklin.
No,
yeah, good guy, though, real good guy. And he comes into the kitchen, and he's digging through the fridge, and Ma's like, hey, what are you doing? And he pops out of the fridge, and he's got something in his mouth, and he has a full cheesecake in his arms. And she's like, what are you doing with the cheesecake? And he panics, he runs, and he just takes the whole cheesecake. And she's like, son of a bitch, cheesecake! So...
I did say son of a bitch.
Yeah.
Well, for one, I forgot it was in there, and it was supposed to be out for everybody.
Yeah.
So it's like, cheesecake!
Yeah. So, later, many hours later, bands have gone, we're all drinking, we're having a good time. I'm on the deck. At this point, it must have been probably 2-3 in the morning. Ma is sat next to her keg, and she has a tap in her hand.
It wasn't my keg.
She's sitting
there
next to her
two
keg.
Kegs.
She's sitting next to her keg. She has a tap in the hand, and she's asleep. Tap in hand and asleep. And so we're talking, and I'm in mid story, and I just hear, "Oh my God, cheesecake!" And then she drinks the tap, and then goes. Yeah, you drank the tap, and you kind of shuddered, and then you straight back down. And we were like, anyway, so I was talking about right back into the conversation. Later that night,
just remembered the cheesecake.
Yeah, we had tents. People had gotten tents, and they were sleeping in the back. And at one point, Jared is in his underwear, and he has an empty bottle of pop-off. And he's army crawling through the grass. And he's just yelling, quit fucking in the tent! Quit fucking in the tent!
I don't know where we did not have liquor there.
Oh, no, that was his thing. He just had it.
He must have brought his own because I did not have
liquor. Oh, it's such a good party. There's probably 500 people throughout the day in and out.
Quit fucking in the tents! Quit fucking in the tents!
Well, luckily...
I'm going to do that camp in the future.
Just go out there in your underwear, army crawl.
Yeah, just back it at the tents.
Luckily, we have a vacant lot across from us, and everybody diagonally
parked
way back to the pond. It's a half a mile from, you know, I think it's a half or quarter mile.
Quarter. I'd say quarter, yeah.
Probably quarter mile. Yeah, that was.
Yeah, it was good. Cool.
Yeah, that's awesome.
Yeah, thankfully,
my relatives, almost everybody showed up.
That's
that
great.
Was invited.
We had the police, like, we had called them and let them know, and so they ignored us.
The police station let them know there'd be a party with music.
Mm-hmm.
I think with letting them know, I think you weren't you large
till 10 o'clock.
Was it just 10?
Yeah. Yeah, and I mean, it was everybody was done by then. Like, the bands were done by then anyway.
Oh, okay.
And I think we just had a speaker. Maybe I'd pulled the car into the back and just had the radio running.
Radio.
We used to do that a lot. We used to pull the car just in the back.
Oh,
and
yeah.
Run the radio, have flyers and everything. Yeah.
Nice.
Yeah, it was a lot of fun. But, yeah, oh, my God.
Cheesecake! Drink it out.
Oh, Lord.
So.
I just like how he, like, pops out, and he's like, fuck, cheesecake, fuck. And he just ran. He's like, it's too late now. I can't put it back. You know?
Yeah, he's like, I'm committed.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah.
I bet that cheesecake was good.
I remember hollering that.
Yeah.
I don't remember sitting next to the cake with, like, no.
You were.
I did not.
You absolutely were. There's photos somewhere. If I find them, I'll throw them on the website.
Thank you. Oh, don't you do
that. People are going to be searching that website. Oh, that's funny.
Yeah, I know. I forgot to. I got to put the bachelor party from our show that dropped yesterday.
Oh, yeah.
I put some of the photos on there, but I forgot some of the other ones. I got to correct that.
Well, you have McDonald's drive-thru with Aladdin.
Last call, McDonald's drive-thru.
With
Aladdin. You always got to go to the McDonald's or Taco Bell after
you do.
Taco Bell, for sure.
Mm-hmm.
So, anyway.
You remember Uncle Danny, my friend that
Steel?
Died.
Steel? Yeah.
Yeah. Man of Steel. He called me about a week before he died. And he's been through McDonald's drive-thru lately, Bo. He says, you got to look on Facebook. Anyhow.
Did he chill out at BMO's a lot? No?
No.
Danny?
Okay.
No.
Yeah.
No.
Okay.
I don't think so.
No.
He maybe did. Anyhow, it was back. We had the concession trailer at the time. We were doing the ball field. And I had been working like 7 days a week. You know, probably 10-hour days. And by the time I'd go get supplies and everything,
yeah.
So I was tired. Well, Aladdin's had a golf outing.
The bar?
The bar.
Yeah.
Had a golf outing that day, and all my friends, you know, were going to be there. So I didn't have any business. All the games were over and stuff and didn't have any business. So I closed down. I thought, I'm going to go to Aladdin's and see how the, because they give out trophies after the golf. It was, I think, a 3-club golf tournament.
Ooh, we've never done that. That'd be fun.
What?
Play three with clubs. Only 3 clubs?
Yeah. Oh, yeah, that'd be awesome.
That'd be cool.
Yeah.
That'd be interesting.
Yeah,
they had that every year. I did it 1 year. And
I think a 7 so, pitching and a putter.
Yep.
Nope. Anyway, sorry.
No, you're fine. So anyhow, I was tired, but I went there and had a few beers, and I left there. I don't think I had much to eat all day.
Oh, that'll get you.
Well, not only that. So anyhow, I'm going home, and. Now, mind you, I'm from one county to another county. Actually, I went through 3 counties that day from, you know, work to the bar to home. But I didn't get to that county on my own. So, anyhow, I stopped at McDonald's. The lights were on. When I pulled in, the lights were on like they were open.
Mm-hmm.
So I pulled in and I waited. Had my foot on the brake. I never put it in park.
Right.
And I go, you know, through the drive-thru. And all of a sudden, at my window, click, 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 on both the windows, I open my eyes and there's flashlights on both sides of my van, shining in my van. I'm like, oh, shit. Where am I? I'm thinking, where the hell am I?
Yeah, you know? Yeah.
And my foot's still on the brake. And 2 cops, one on both sides. Ma'am, are you all right? I said, obviously not if you're knocking on my window.
Yeah.
I said, what's going on? They said, well, you're in McDonald's drive-thru and they're closed. Like, no, they're not closed. They were open. I was waiting to order. It's like, well, ma'am, you're not going to get any food. They're closed. Okay, have you been drinking? I said, yes, sir, I have. And where are you coming from? I said, Aladdin's. Okay, or no, I didn't say where. No, I wouldn't do that.
Mm.
So, anyhow, he asked me to get out of the vehicle. So I remember sliding out of my side of the, and just getting up against the van just because she's trying to hang on.
Yep.
And I'm like, oh man, I'm going to jail. And he asked me, he looked at, you know, my driver's license, my insurance, blah, blah, blah. I'm making this story longer because it's been a lot of years.
Yeah.
A lot of years ago. Can't totally remember everything. And he says, well, he says, you can't drive home. You're in a different county. I said, right? I said, can you take me home? He's like, no, ma'am, we can't cross county lines. I said, well, can't you call that county sheriff? No, ma'am, doesn't work that way. Well, he says, do I have permission to search your van? I says, sure. You know, I had nothing to hide. I had all my concession stuff, all my, you know, my supplies.
Mm-hmm.
He found my cash. And he's like, did you just come from work? Do you have, you know, I says, well, I closed up earlier and met up with some friends.
Even caught that.
Nice. No.
And and then he found my prescription bottles. Mm-hmm. I had taken a muscle relaxer, totally forgot that I had taken a muscle relaxer.
Oh.
So he says, do you have it, or do you know anybody here in town? And I, now you gotta look, this isn't gonna come over. I says, I know lots of people, and there are these two cops are trying their best not to laugh. They're like, well, do you have anyone we can call to come and get you? And
mind you, this is before cell phones, right?
Oh, yeah.
Yeah. So,
So I'm thinking, yeah, you know lots of people, and you were just partying with a lot of them.
Yeah.
I'm like, okay, shut up. Who do you know? Who do you know that wasn't there? Well, I still knew a lot of people, but I didn't know their phone numbers. I didn't know, you know what I mean?
Mm-hmm.
So I'm like, yeah, I know. I got one friend, Molly O'Malley. And so they're like, well, do you know Molly's phone number? I says, no. But I think she's listed. So they called in and got her phone number. Well, that was back in the day of dial-up internet.
Right.
And her son lived on the computer.
Oh, no.
So they couldn't get through. So they said, do you know where Molly O'Malley lives? And I said, yep, I sure do. And I gave him her address. And they said, well, you have three options here. We can take you to the hospital. And I'm so tired. I'm thinking, hospital? Wow, I could sleep.
Yeah.
Then I thought, no, we can't go to the hospital. So we can take you to jail. I'm like, no, that's not an option.
Yeah, no.
I'm not going for that one. Or we can take you to Molly O'Malley's, and they're mocking the name.
Yeah.
You know, Molly O'Malley's.
Yeah, yeah.
So I get in the car, and they are driving. They're taking every possible corner they can take, and I'm going from one side of the back to the other.
They're just messing with you?
And they're messing with me. Are you sure you know where Molly O'Malley lives? And they keep mocking the name. I'm like, yes, I know where she lives. So they get there, and Molly came out, and they're talking to her, and she's just shaking her head. She's like, yeah, I'll take care of her, no problem. Anyhow, while I'm in the back of the seat, or in the back seat, I'm like, sir, where are my shoes? I don't know. You didn't have any on when you got in here. I'm like, oh, my God. So, yeah, that was my last call story.
Oh, that's fantastic.
Sound asleep in the
car. Foot on the brake.
Foot on the brake. And two cops, luckily it didn't come off the brake when they woke me up.
Right.
Yeah, really.
Yeah, but Denny never let me live that down.
Have you been to a McDonald's drive-thru lately?
when he called me, I guess it was, he had seen that happened to two people down in Lansing that very weekend.
Gotcha.
Yeah.
That's fun.
They didn't. They weren't as lucky. They didn't have nice cops.
That, right.
You know.
Yeah. Yeah. So. I can thankfully say I've never fallen asleep in the drive-thru.
I've been too excited for food.
I know, right? Yeah.
For food.
Yeah. Funny. Well, thank you so much for coming on.
Yes, that was fun.
Been a long time coming. We appreciate it. Absolutely.
I talk too much.
No, not at all. No, you're
that
good.
Was fun.
Yeah, absolutely.
Yeah.
Thanks to Brussels and Germany and Russia.
Woo-hoo.
Thank you, Ideal Brussels. Party Store. I want that kettle corn. Hayden Cobley Drywall. And thank you to everybody at home. As Ernest Hemingway said, always do sober what you said you do drunk. Cheers.